Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're going to learn something today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does everybody know the song?
Let's learn.
That's it.
That's the whole song.
What? Catchy.
Took us a long time. Is it modeled after Wayne's World, I feel like?
No.
Wait, what? No, it's not. I'm pretty sure not.
Okay. No.
Let's learn! So we've got a couple tips, but we want tips from you. Or just, they're not even tips. We can do some life hacks, because one is a life hack that Steve is going to.
This is dumb. They're dumb.
He has umbrage.
Yeah, I'm taking umbrage.
Okay. But the other ones are like just the stupid little fact you have in your head that like you've retained from high school. Amber, you have any? Probably not. Okay.
Wow.
No, I'm just saying, like, I hate putting you on the spot, but like, what's the one that always blows my mind? Oh, 40. 40's like, I will never forget that because of our show. 40, F-O-R-T-Y, is the first number spelled out that's in alphabetical order.
It is.
Oh.
F-O-R-T-Y.
Stuff like that. Right?
And what? There's another one that's like the first time. There's a letter that doesn't show up in the writing numbers until 1,000. It's an A. It's an A.
Yeah,
I think it's an A.
You're right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes, it's an A. Look. First time you get an A writing out the numbers is 1,000.
Let's learn.
All right. So here's the one that Steve doesn't believe in. There's a dude named Dr. Josh who has a trick to keep cool. Apparently you take, what are these, scarves? Headbands,
yeah.
And you put cold water on them and put them in your fridge so that when you come back inside from mowing or doing something, you strap this thing on your head and you'll instantly cool your body down.
See, now for some reason, for years, I've been doing the exact opposite. When I come back in from mowing, I'm all hot and sweaty. I'll go to the sink, run hot water at its hottest, and then I'll get a paper towel.
Like scalding water?
Yeah, I will. And then paper towel. And then I'll mop my face and my whole head and like that, I'm cool like that. Because I brought my body temperature down warmer than it was, so it makes me feel cooler. That's the opposite. There's something going on there, but anyway, you take
That makes zero sense to me, it can't feel good.
It does. Actually, it cools you down quicker. I don't know why.
Because
this guy's wrong.
Because you sweat faster? I'm trying to figure out, who taught you this? Was it somebody who didn't like you?
I think it was in sports. When I played sports, they said that take hot water and wipe yourself, your head off.
It'll Let's cool learn. You down. I feel like that one. I would want the hot water to actually get clean.
See, there's that too.
But the cold water to actually cool down.
Cool you down. And it sounds like you would make common sense to cool down. You would put cool water on you.
That one makes more sense than you. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm fixing to mow at some point.
Okay, try.
And I'm going to get in a hot tub. Cool down in a hot tub.
Never.
It cools you down. No, don't get in a hot tub. Just
rub your face with hot water.
Hot water. Like take it, just mop. Yeah.
While we're waiting, text Steve whether you think he's right or wrong at 51059. I'm curious if other people
are. Yeah, this doctor's an idiot.
Yeah, Dr. Josh is an idiot because he says pop these cool headbands in your fridge and throw them on your face. Steve says microwave a sponge and shove it in your butt. So here's a let's learn. So they don't all have to be like life hacks like that. Here's a let's learn that I just found out. The kung. From
Netflix.
Yes.
When the N comes up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, their signature sound.
Yes.
Yeah.
Their original idea was...
Goaty?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad they
can
didn't
you
do
imagine?
That. It came close. Like, really close. Like, down to the final, I think it was final two. It was like,
yes,
we're either going to do the goat or we're going to do dun-dun.
Is the goat tied into their business model?
Here's what they were thinking. Like, is it 20th Century Fox? What's the one with the roar?
The lion, MGM.
Yeah, MGM.
MGM Grand.
They were like, MGM has a lion.
Oh.
Let's be cute and have an animal.
Okay.
So there probably would have been a goat. Like, they would have had a little goat around,
okay,
like,
mm-hmm,
a Netflix, and it's just like, but then,
every time,
how many times a day do you log into Netflix?
So many.
That's going, like, oh.
That is annoying.
And my kids, I can hear them when they're about to watch them, gong, gong, and it's like, if I had to hear a damn goat in my living room 40 times a day.
It kind of sounds like the old Law and Order.
It is a little like,
gong, gong.
Just before they're going to solve a crime or whatever, yep, or when there's a new thing in the case. Ka-kung! Yeah, theirs is really close to that.
Kind of. Uh-oh, lawsuits.
Because then after the intro, they do ka-kung as a transition, but then like just before the intro, it's like ka-kung, gung, 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 gung.
Yeah,
and then right when they end the thing, yep, it's like dun-dun.
There's a lawsuit.
Interesting.
Wow.
All right, so we've given you a couple facts. We're going to give you a bunch more. But if you've got something you want to teach us, stupid fact rattling around your head, we call it Let's Learn.
Let's Learn.
Steve was telling us something about Santa Claus a second ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe this one.
No, this one's actually true. You can look it up.
Okay.
Our original impression of Santa Claus way back in the 19th century towards the end, Santa was actually small, an evil-looking elf. He was actually an elf, an imp, a sprite.
He was little.
Little, tiny.
Well, it would make sense because he's...
Gets down the chimney, the whole
story. Of course,
story.
He's like leprechaun-y, sort of.
Yes, that's it. But not till the 1930s, Coca-Cola hired a guy named Gordon Sunbloom, I think his name was. He was an advertising ec and an artist.
You almost got the whole thing right. His name's Haddon Sunbloom.
Haddon, yeah. I always get that wrong. And so
how do you know that?
How does he have that in his brain?
That's what I'm saying. This is what Let's Learn is all about. Everybody's going to call with something. They're like, hi, all the time. They don't know anything. They don't know their own phone number, but they'll be like, you know what Avogadro's number is? Like, no. But anyway.
The cells cling to that one.
Yeah, it's that one little piece.
Yeah, so he turned that elf little character into our jolly, fat guy with the black boots and the red coat looking guy today.
Okay.
Coca-Cola is responsible for giving us our modern day image of Santa.
Gung-gung. That's actually really cool.
Right.
The Bless You one is one that is out there today, and I thought Bless You, what was Bless You? I thought it was because we secretly die.
Yes.
I thought we die when we sneeze.
Because of the plague. So in medieval times when the plague was going around, if you sneezed, everyone was very worried for you. So they were saying, bless you. Like, we hope that you're blessed and you don't have the plague.
Oh!
Like, oh no, don't die. Bless you. Bless you.
Somebody told me wrong when I was young and said, when you sneeze, you die for a second. And they say, like, your heart, that your heart stops every time you sneeze. And they say, bless you, to make sure your heart started back up.
That's it.
I literally believed that my whole life.
Well,
today.
It's making a comeback. We should say bless you if someone coughs.
With the COVID?
Yeah. Ooh,
bless us all.
For some reason, though, I don't. The guy saying that to another guy, I don't know why.
You've always been really weird with it. Like, you say this hybrid version. You like take the
Zoot, I take
Zoon
the
jerk,
yeah, and I go Zoonite.
Yeah, you just say that
Zoonite.
It's like insulting almost. You're saying like, like, you're not even saying no. That's good. You're still a very lovely person. Here's the other one that I had to give to Steve. A healthy human thigh bone is tougher than concrete.
I did not know that.
And I'm gonna say this.
Holy crap!
Your thigh bone.
Oh my gosh! Huh? I drink so much milk.
He drinks at least a gallon of milk a day.
Yeah.
We could drive a car through.
Let's
get a car. If anybody's in the tech center area and wants to run over Steve, let's see who wins. All right. If you've got a Let's Learn stupid fact, this is when we want to hear it. We call it Let's Learn.
Let's Learn.
Tim?
Yeah, guys.
Yay. Yay.
I just want to say your Let's Learn fact is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
But tell us all.
So, yeah, the name Jason is actually the first letters of July, August, September, October, November.
Never.
Can you,
whoa.
I mean,
yeah.
Who?
Right? Never. No clue.
But somebody clearly just, that's probably where it written, like, it's because it's not a, so somebody was like, oh, I'm just going to take the first letter. It's like somebody doing Nevaeh. It's like, it's heaven backwards. It's like,
right.
Somebody just decided
it's not,
one day.
It's not biblical. I don't know where it came from.
Yes, you're right. It's not biblical. Yeah.
Oh, my my God.
Mind blown.
Nobody knew that in this room,
no.
Right?
Uh-uh.
That is an amazing Let's Learn fact. And TAC just texted us that if you add the December, then it's Jason D. It's Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
Yes, who loves to say his own name in all of his own tongues. Thank you for the call, Tim. Christy?
Yay.
Let's learn.
Let's learn.
All right. It actually has to do with what Steve said about the hot.
No, don't back him up.
Sure thing.
Yeah.
No. I actually, when I was like 7 months pregnant in July, I would walk around with hot coffee and drink it, even at the Taste of Colorado, and I would stay cool as a cucumber.
There it is.
So Steve's right.
Right.
You raise your internal temperature to lower your internal temperature.
Yeah. There it is. That's what cools you down.
Because everybody would keep on saying, do you need something to drink? Are you okay? And I was like, I'm good.
Right.
And I had a Starbucks latte hot.
I didn't say hot chocolate in the summer.
Have you ever walked around Taste of Colorado? It's miserable. It's hot.
That's why, but not Christy.
Oh, wow. That's,
See?
All right.
Let's learn.
Do we have to say you were right, or is that,
no,
is that
enough?
Okay. Laura?
Yay.
Let's learn.
Oh, we had a stupid little song to know the number of pi.
We doing 3.14 or 22 over?
3.14159. That's, I can only
159. Go. 159. Sine, cosine, sine, 3.14159.
Yeah!
Okay.
3.14159. Yay! Now do one for 22 over 7.
Yeah!
That's a great... Do it one more time.
Oh, sine, cosine, sine, 3.14159.
I love it.
It's catchy.
I'll tell you right now. It's the next hit on Alice. I bet you Maroon 5 is like working on it. Thank you, Laura. Krista.
Yay.
What's your... Let's learn.
So... You ever get staticky clothes dryer, even if you use dryer sheets?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What you do is wad up some aluminum foil and put it in your dryer, and your clothes will no longer be staticky.
It's like putting it in your microwave.
Like
or
a fire, yeah.
I know. I don't feel great about this. Are you really? That
really?
Huh.
Why do I feel like that's dangerous?
And it takes the staticky cling out of everything.
I guess it would.
You don't get static. Like if you wash sheets and everything, huh, no matter what, they're always stuck together. You just do a little wad of aluminum foil and put it in your dryer, and that helps reduce the static.
Did not know.
Am I the only one who, when I even think about wadding up aluminum foil, makes my teeth hurt?
It does.
Yes.
My teeth absolutely like make this vibrating thing when I just think
there's
about
something. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Krista. Who in this room is going to try that?
I'm scared.
I am. I'm absolutely scared. I feel like she's playing a prank. It was like my mom going, just leave the fork on there in the microwave. And you're like, all right. Well, Ellen.
Yay.
Let's learn.
I've got a different version of why you say bless you when somebody sneezes.
Oh, okay.
Other than you die every time you sneeze. I thought my version was really good, but what's yours?
Well, it's similar. The angel of death, Melech Moivis, is trying to stab you with his poison sword, and when somebody says bless you, it confuses him.
So the sneeze was a result of him being in your presence or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm afraid of sneezing.
We've got all these. Like somebody told you that to scare you, because I legitimately thought you almost died, and so now it's a demon trying to kill you. But that's awesome, Ellen. Thank you for the call, Justin.
Yay.
Let's learn.
So the smell of rain when it first rains.
Yeah. Oh, no. Did we lose you? What about the smell of rain? We lost you.
Justin.
It has a name.
Oh, it has a name. Okay. What's the name?
It's Petricher.
Petricher?
Yeah, that's for real the name.
Petricher.
Of when it first rained.
I love Petricher.
Yeah. It is one of those smells, but I've always been told that's not the actual smell of rain. That's the smell of everything you can't smell until the rain.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Right, like the sidewalk. Right. Yeah.
Because the concept is, you know how you make a toot and it smells bad? But if you make a toot in the shower, it's so much more potent.
It is.
Because the water is tamping down all smells except that smell. So then when it rains, it's tamping down everything you normally can't smell, and you're smelling the leaves and the flora and the fauna and everything else.
And that's Patrice.
Petchatura.
We couldn't really hear him, but I think it's Petchatura. Shauna?
Yay.
Yay.
Let's learn.
All right. So it's a life hack. If you have a contractor coming over, let's say to fix your cable or something, they tell you a 4 to 6 hour window, you can ask them to let you know a few minutes ahead of time. And sometimes they'll say yes and actually do that.
Oh, so you don't have to hang around waiting.
Like, I have sat at my house for like 8 hours waiting.
Like
then
half
they,
a day.
Then you get the thing. It's like, sorry, we're going to have to reschedule. And
like,
you're like,
no.
I took the whole. So you ask them just for the courtesy text a little bit before so you could get home.
Yep.
Nice.
Slacker pirates his cable anyway.
I so do. I cut the cord. Jan?
Yeah.
Let's learn. What do you know that we don't know?
So they discovered a dinosaur with bone cancer.
I just read that too.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cancer's been around billions.
So they could see it in his bone in the...
Yeah.
Right. Like they thought it was just a malformed bone. But it was actually bone cancer.
Wow. They did a GoFundMe.
Help the T-Rex. Laura?
Yes.
Let's learn.
Yay.
What do you know?
What company sells the most tires?
Big O Tires.
Nice, Steve. Way to get a plug in there. That was well played.
Did I win?
Who is it?
Legos.
Who?
Legos. Like Legos.
Oh, duh.
The little Lego tires. They probably sell.
So many.
Oh, my God. My mind is absolutely blown. Thank you for the call.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.